Ways to validate the opportunity is a three-way call with an upline leader. This is somebody that has a financial interest in helping you. If you don't have an upline leader because they've quit or whatever, you know, I've got some parameters around calling me and having me do three-way calls. They have to have looked at the business presentation, and they have to be somebody of some substance. I'm too busy to do three-way calls with the waitress that you met at Denny's this morning, okay? It's nothing against the waitress, but, you know, there's a gazillion people. We have to qualify this down somewhat. So if you've got an attorney, you got a doctor, you got a judge, you got an owner of a business, you know, put me on a three-way call if I can help you build the business. And let me tell you how that works. If you put me on the phone with somebody and you've got to make sure that they didn't just tell you they saw the business, but you put me on the phone with somebody and they hadn't looked at the business, we're going to end the call politely, very quickly, say, well, John, sounds like you didn't get a chance to look at all the videos, so why don't you take a look at that, because this is more visual than it is verbal, and to be real frank with you, I don't have time to try to explain the business to you. I do have time to try to help you and answer your questions. So as soon as you get that done, you guys call me back, and I'm gone. I just don't have time for it, okay? So your job is to get them to look at the video, and your second job is to put me on the phone with somebody of some substance, okay? And as long as you do that, I'll do three-way calls for as long as I'm willing to do three-way calls before I retire, which is going to happen at some point in the future, okay? It's a few years down the road, and don't worry about next month or the next month, but I am going to retire, okay? Do what? Work with people that deserve your time, not need your time. Hotel meetings. Why are hotel meetings a validation event? Because all the RCs are standing up giving testimonies. All the SCs are standing up. The ECs are coming to the front of the room. So what's happening is during that, it's validating that people from all different occupations and all different education levels can do this business. Success from Home magazine. If I've got a nurse, I'm putting them on the article with Debbie Atkinson and Success from Home magazine. If I've got somebody who owns an insurance business or is in the insurance business, I'm telling them about Steve Thompson sold after 30 years his State Farm insurance business because he was making too much money in Ambit Energy. He got out of the insurance business. As he's more successful than 99.9% of the people in here. If I'm an entrepreneur and a young guy, I'm talking about Mike Obey. Pick all the different people in here. An attorney. I'm having them read about Gretchen Benolkin. Okay? So there's different profiles of different people that they can relate to in here that validates, hey, I'm an attorney, she's an attorney, she's doing good, I could do good. Do you notice that the only tool that's used at invitation, presentation, and validation is this tool? Yet most people will buy one or two of them and won't make the investment in themselves. You know, I got stacks of them. You can go to my Infinity out there right now, and I can tell you exactly because I used one the other day. I keep a stack of 10, and I used one the other day. There's 9 Success from Home magazines with me on the cover of it, and if I ever need one and I'm in my car, I got one. I don't get in my wife's car very often, even as a passenger. They're in her car. They're in my office. You go into my filing cabinet behind my desk, I got a whole stack of them right there. They're in my backpack, always, okay? And I pack a suitcase, there's 10 of them going in a suitcase. When I went to Chicago, I got rid of all 10 of my Success from Home magazines. I'm constantly distributing Success from Home magazines. It's the most powerful tool we have. Yet most people just kind of look at it and go, oh, those are $4 a piece, and I don't know about that. Folks, you get 10 Success from Home magazines, cost you $40. You listen to those conference calls and learn how to distribute them properly, then guess what? You're gonna recruit 1 out of 10 people if you distribute this to a person properly. Not talking about putting it on the coffee table at the doctor's office and not talking to anybody about the company. But if there's an interaction with a person and you get their name and telephone number, which is another prerequisite for them to get a magazine, and you follow up properly, and you're brand new in this business, you're going to recruit 1 out of 10. And if you blow it on the first one, then you're going to get 1 out of 10 in your next group. You spend $80, you made $200 back in team builder bonus. unless I'm missing something, that's a pretty good investment. If you can only get 1 in 20 off of using this magazine, and the magazines have different covers. So if you're an Esther Spinas group, you're working with Esther, you want to get the cover with Esther on it. You know, if you're in a Philip Eckert's group and you're working with Philip, you want to get that cover. You know, if you say, well, I don't know what group I'm in, get the cover with me on it. Say, hey, this is a guy that's personally mentoring me. He's got a training center. And buy the ones with me on the cover. Buy the ones with Jerry and Chris on the cover. Here's the grandson of the founder of 7-Eleven. Here's the EVP of the youngest company ever to hit $1 billion in the history of the free enterprise system when he drove that company to do it, Chris Chambliss. So you're talking about the people on the cover to build the credibility. Local, regional, and national trainings. Wax on, wax off. Over and over and over and over and over again. Sunday night conference call, numbers in Power Zone. Every Sunday night, 9:00. Week after week after week, hundreds of people on the call. You need to be on it. You miss a call. The recordings are on topambitleaders.com. Face-to-face meeting with an upline leader. Keep in mind, I'm taking a person through multiple validation events. So I do a three-way call. They say maybe. I'm trying to get the written list. But I'm inviting them to go to the Thursday night meeting or to the Tuesday night meeting that's in this room every Tuesday night. Folks, unless I'm missing something, if I had to drive all the way to Mesquite, pick somebody up, and drive them all the way back here, I would just to show them the training facility and get them to the Tuesday night meeting here. Okay? It's a powerful, powerful tool to be able to show this training center to people and have them use the training center to build their business. I promise you, you'll get a higher percentage of people that'll join your business earlier on if you're bringing them and showing them this training center and tying into the Tuesday night meetings and the Saturday morning meetings. I have person after person after person come up and talk to me and say, you know, it's because of this training center. When I started plugging into the system and you know, and all of a sudden I made EC and you know, this happened. I made SC. I was struggling forever and ever. I'm looking at Harold in the back of the room. You know, Harold was plotting along in the business, and all of a sudden he plugged into the system and boom, made senior consultant. How fast after you plugged into the system, Harold, did you make senior? 2.5 months. And you were in the business how long before that? A year. So a year, he struggled a regional. 2.5 months he plugged into the system working at part-time, he becomes a senior. Okay, I could, if we had time, I'd get one testimony after another, after another, after another. You just got to work the system. So at the end of each validation, you're going to ask them for a decision. 10% are going to say yes, 10% are going to say no, and 80% are going to say maybe. So 80% are going to say maybe. What's the key fundamental we want? What's the most important asset they have is their written list. It's not the 429. You guys are trying to get the 429. I'm trying to find out whether they're going to give me the written list, because if they don't give me the written list, they're not going to be successful. And if they do open up their sphere of influence, they're going to be successful.